Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. It is spring 2018, Washington, D.C., the Hay Adams Hotel, a posh setting, and the rooftop gives you a view of the White House and the grounds around the White House, the Treasury Building, the Executive Office Building, the corridors of power. An event that evening, hosted by a lobbyist, a man with some reputation, who is seeking to please the representatives of the Democratic Republic of Congo, at that moment facing an election. The longtime President Kabila is asked to step aside for democracy. He may not want to. And this event is to demonstrate to the DRC that they have chosen the right man, Robert Strick, the lobbyist who can deliver for them a relationship with the State Department that permits them to maintain power while not maintaining Mr. Kabila in the presidency. There's much more to say, but I welcome the author of this scene and a new book, Devil's Advocates, The Hidden Story of Rudy Giuliani, Hunter Biden, and the Washington Insiders on the Payroll of Corrupt Foreign Interests, Kenneth P. Vogel, Ken Vogel of the New York Times, who's watched this story of lobbying for many years, and we give him back his life now to talk about his book. Congratulations, Ken. A very good evening to you. Robert Strick as hosting a party that may or may not be pleasing to him because some important people to whom he invited did not show up, including John Bolton, the National Security Advisor at the time, members of the State Department. They're not there. But suddenly, a man everybody knows walks in with a date. His name is Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, known as America's mayor. Who is Robert Strick, and why is Rudy Giuliani there, and what does it mean to be on the roof of the Hay Adams when you're taking money from the Democratic Republic of Congo? Good evening to you, Ken.
Hey, thank you, John. Thank you for having me. And yeah, this was quite a scene that I heard about a couple weeks later and was able to reconstruct for my book. You know, it's not uncommon in Washington lobbying, foreign lobbying in particular, for lobbyists to try to create events that give the veneer of sort of acceptability for clients, sometimes unsavory foreign clients, to Washington to show that, like, these guys, you may have heard that they are, you know, part of a brutal, oppressive regime, which was the case with Joseph Kabila, the president of Congo, who the United States government had wanted to step down and who had exceeded his term, the constitutional term limits of the Democratic Republic of Congo, for many years. And so this guy, Kabila, and the people around him were looking to essentially start anew with the Trump administration and see if they could find some wiggle room that would allow Kabila, either Kabila himself, to stay in power or just the people around Kabila to stay in power. So they threw a bunch of money around starting very early in Trump's first term, even before even before Trump was sworn in. They hired a bunch of lobbyists, including Bob Dole, the former senator and Republican presidential nominee, and others who were unable to get them the type of access and the sort of like this, like I said, this veneer of like acceptability in Washington. And so instead, they hired this guy, Robert Strick, who was a relative newcomer to the sort of high level foreign lobbying scene, but had managed to like burst into the scene because Trump, when Trump came into office the first time, didn't have a lot of people around him who were the traditional power brokers and gatekeepers that make up Washington's professional political class that stays in power, or that at least stays prominent regardless of who is the president or who controls Congress. And Strick had sort of burst into this vacuum that was created when Trump came into office and marketed himself quite successfully to foreign governments and foreign regimes and foreign businesses as one of the few guys who could get the attention of this small circle of folks around Trump who were setting policy. And as you mentioned, he throws this party to try to demonstrate that he can bring these types of folks being Trump insiders, to the Congolese, but invited a lot of high profile people who were the actual official parts of the Trump administration, including John Bolton, Ryan Zinke, who was the Interior Secretary. And if those folks had come, it would have sent a signal that, hey, the Congolese, you know, they may have had terrible relationships with Washington under administrations past, but we're turning over a new leaf under Trump's administration, turning the page, and we have the potential to have good relationships. So their absence was quite notable. But when Rudy Giuliani showed up, it sort of signaled something different. Rudy Giuliani, we should say, like not just the former mayor of New York, but a longtime friend and associate of Donald Trump, and was at this point serving as Donald Trump's personal attorney, dealing with all manner of the investigations that had dogged Trump in his early days in office. And so Rudy Giuliani was seen correctly as a guy who had the ear of the president. So delivering Rudy Giuliani to this event was a feather in Robert Strick's cap, and was something that the Congolese and their handlers saw as a potential crack in the door that could lead to a new relationship with the Trump administration. That was what they wanted when they threw around a bunch of money to try to bring in lobbyists who promised this. And so Robert Strick was able to deliver something of value to the Congolese, even if it was something that was not out of the traditional lobbying or foreign policy playbook. You typically would not go to the president's personal attorney, who has no government role, to try to kindle a relationship that would lead to foreign policy outcomes. You would go through the traditional channels, the official channels of the foreign policy apparatus. Well, in Trump's Washington, things were very different, particularly that first, Trump's first term. And Robert Strick was one of the folks who took advantage of the sort of informal channels for diplomacy, the private diplomacy that was emerging around President Trump during that period.
At this time, Robert Strick is 41 years old. He's a kid from Arizona, a college dropout, high school dropout, a man who has been on the bad side of check writing for quite some time. He has a reputation across America as not paying his bills and being belligerent when challenged. He's also a man who has to depend upon his parents now and again for sleeping on their couch when things don't work out for him. He is an anti-hero of the scale of Barry Lyndon. You can't take your eyes off of him, even though you can disapprove of every decision he makes, which is self-interested and probably false. However, he is representing of tying together some major figures in the Trump administration, in the Biden administration, and Ken has chosen well a detail about Robert Strick. At this point, he's the head of the Sonoran Policy Group, which I believe is something, or has been, part of his reputation back in Arizona. Is he considered, in his work in the Arizona state, he ran for assemblyman. I think he was thinking about running for mayor of a town. He dealt with major officials in Arizona. Is he welcome in Arizona, or did he leave town just in time?
No, he had burned bridges pretty much everywhere that he had gone, including in Arizona, where he started out and set his sights on becoming a lobbyist. I mean, this is something that was like long a goal of his, and that he had tried various ways at various times with various sort of patrons, these powerful people who do have the connection to the government, to break into this field. And each time he had tried to do so, it had ended, it, you know, sort of disastrously. So in Arizona, he had cultivated a guy who was a powerful state lawmaker and actually gone into business with him, ended with lawsuits in which emails were produced to discovery that showed these powerful Arizonan, political figures saying that, well, you know, Strick is a loose cannon and he could be a problem, but he's got the gift of gab. He's like a charming guy. He's a good talker. And this is something that allowed him to continue to find new opportunities, even as they ended badly. So this was not, you know, this stint in Washington at the Hay Adams that we're talking about, this was not his first attempt to even break into Washington high-level lobbying. He had had a small lobbying firm, actually under the same name, Sonoran Policy Group, in the second Bush administration. But he had a number of clients that were in this sort of defense procurement place. He's representing small defense contractors that want to become big defense contractors by getting big contracts from the Pentagon. And, you know, he's helped them a little bit, but he's still seen at that point as like a big talker who doesn't necessarily deliver the results. And when Obama wins in 2008, Strick's business collapse. He moves west. He tries to break in California politics. That's where he tried to run for mayor in the sort of California wine country unsuccessfully. He ends up opening, or rather buying, a winery in Oregon. He sees himself as like a potential player in the wine field. That doesn't go well. A bunch of lawsuits there from some of the growers and the former his former business partners at the winery. And it's at that point that Trump is bursting onto the political scene, declaring his presidential campaign in 2015 with that famous ride down the Golden Elevator at Trump Tower in Manhattan. And Trump, like I say, it's not just that he doesn't have connections to the professional gatekeepers in Washington. At that point, he didn't have any connections to the Republican consulting class. And a lot of the people in that space who would traditionally be counted on to raise money for and run a campaign were turning up their noses at him, creating an opportunity for folks like Strick, right, to assist the campaign. He assisted the campaign, in an informal way. And when Donald Trump surprised everyone and won, beating Hillary Clinton, it created an opportunity for Strick to try his hand again at breaking into big time.
Let's go to the New Zealand story, Ken, because it's an evidence of serendipity here. The Gods Love Bob Strick, Robert Strick. The book is Devil's Advocate. Ken Vogel is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.